After my second parish as an associate pastor, I kind of had a sense I wanted to see if I could minister as a priest in the inner city. And so the associate position in Basilica was open, and so I went to the Basilica. Part of the responsibility that I had as an associate was to say Mass once a month down at what was at that time called Branch 2. It was a drop-in center run by the Catholic Charities, where people from the streets would be able to come during the day and simply be with each other, having their coffee, playing their cards. And I would go in and say Mass. And this one particular day at the end, a gentleman who had received communion came up to me, and he began to share his story with me. Told me about how he had been a part of the corporate world, and what had happened is he had been laid off. And as he struggled to find another job, his life kind of started to spiral downward. He was married with children, had a home, and as time went on and not being able to find that job, his life continued to spiral into bad habits and behaviors. Lost his home, lost his family, was never able to find another job, and continued to just simply have no way to live except on the street. I will always remember him for this reason, that if I had not stopped to listen, to see who he was and what a part of his life would be, I probably would have walked away with a lot of prejudgments and assumptions about his individual person. To stop and to see who a person is. One of the beauties of the gospel is that's what Jesus did. He did not pass through and ignore Zacchaeus. He stopped to see who Zacchaeus was. And he saw Zacchaeus in a very different way than any of the other people of that town did. For he was a tax collector. Odds are he was ripping off people, keeping part of the money for himself rather than giving it over, probably extorting from others. Jesus saw him in a very different way. Here's the question. What does Jesus see in you? What does Jesus see in you? Do not go down the negative track. Do not go down the blaming. Go down the track of what the God of wisdom said each and every one of us is in the first reading. This is you and me. Lord, you love all things that are. You loathe nothing that you have made. Lord, you are the lover of souls. Lord, your spirit is in all things. Lord, you overlook our sins so we can change. Lord, you detest nothing that you have made. That is how the Lord sees us. That is how the Lord saw Zacchaeus. And he helped Zacchaeus to understand the goodness within him that he may not have seen. You and I have people in our life who help us to see who it is that we are. They are the people who inspire us. They are the people who look at us without criticism, without judgment, without blame. They are the people who look at us and remind us of the qualities that are within us and the goodness that sometimes we don't even realize is part of who we are. That is what they see in who we are. And it is also you and I who help others to see themselves as God sees them, to help them to understand that God loves all things that are made, that God loathes nothing that God has made, that the Lord is the lover of souls, that the Spirit is in all things and in them, that the Lord overlooks their sins and they change, and the Lord does not detest them that God has made. Jesus did not pass by Zacchaeus. The Lord does not pass by us. He stays with us. He's present to us. He's attentive to us. And he's there to help us simply know, I want to come to your house. I want to be with you. He didn't say to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, before I come to your house now, let's talk about all these things you've done that's wrong, and let's go through those things first. He simply said, I want to come to your house. And he comes to our house, to our lives, to this place, and he is present. So take the question. What does Jesus see in me? Reflect with it this week. And then during the week, who will need each of us to help them to know the goodness that Jesus sees in them? Let's help them to see that goodness. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.